These are my notes. We're going to be here a while. No, don't worry. They're not. Actually, these are going to be your notes, but we'll go into that later. Happy Pentecost. That's right, Summer of Love. Okay, Pentecost. Acts 2, of course. Pentecost was the beginning of end times. The end of end times will be at the return of Jesus. So Pentecost was more than just miracles, signs, and wonders. It was the start of a new dispensation for us. So you can go back into the Word, find out what's going on at end times. And we're in it now. We are in it. The apostles were in it. And whoever comes after us until Jesus returns will be in it. So praise God. We can expect a lot. So right now, we're in a time where everybody's preaching about the Holy Spirit coming and awakening. Are any of you fully awake yet? I don't think anybody is. Because if we were, the demonstration of Holy Spirit would be so powerful and so crazy that people would be running to the church to give their lives to the Lord. We would be running out of the church to tell people of Jesus and to demonstrate the power of Holy Spirit. God is coming not just for the leaders of the church, not just for those who have ministry or those who think or are acting in a call of God, because we're all called, but to the ones who sit way in the back, the ones who inch in every now and then to a church, the Christmas, Easter Christians. There is power coming to the church of Jesus Christ. Amen? Okay, he's going to manifest in brand new signs and wonders and in things that we haven't seen but only have read about through those that have come before us, those great cloud of witnesses now up in heaven, the Smith Wigglesworths and the Branhams and all the people that we know and love and study and read about. So let's go to Acts 2. And I've asked them not to put the scripture. I'm sure all of you have a Bible or an electronic Bible with you. I asked them not to put it because what we use here is the New King James, and I usually use, as long as I'm in the New Testament, a different translation. So in order not to confuse, you're welcome to look it up in your translation if you want, but I'm going to be using a different one. So on the day Pentecost was being fulfilled, all the disciples were gathered in one place. Suddenly they heard a sound of a violent blast of wind rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. The roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could bear. That means that roar was a sound of the roar of a groaning spirit. You know how the Spirit of God groans for us with things, groanings that we can't understand? This is what he does. This is the sound he was making. There was a groan of the wind of God that came into the atmosphere. It broke in from the heavenly realm into the natural realm, into the earthly realm, with such power and veracity that it changed the entire structure of what was going on all around here. The apostles were not the same once that wind came upon them. Remember, in John 22, Jesus breathed upon the disciples, but that was for life. Here, the Holy Spirit is breathing upon the disciples, and that one is for power. Power for what? Is it power to have all my healing and my stuff and my finances and my relationships and my mind and all this stuff? Sure, all that comes along, but that's not the primary. The primary was go out and preach the gospel with power and might by the Spirit of God. That's what the power is for. So if we're not out there and seeing miracles, signs, wonders, and we're not preaching, and we don't have that unction within us, we can't make that unction. We can't make ourselves want to go out and preach the word. We can't make ourselves believe that anything's going to happen when you lay hands on the sick. But the Spirit of God, when he comes upon you, see, he came inside of them for a transformation within, but he also came upon them for that power and the transformation without as well. And when you know that you know that you know that the Spirit of God is upon you, then nothing, there is boldness that you don't have to try to muster up, and it's not the same as brashness. I can be very brash and yet very inward on the inside and not bold at all. Boldness comes from heaven. Boldness comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't come from my making it up or my personality. I'm a strong woman of faith, but at times I can become brash rather than bold. You see, everything in life is always, there's always a counter to it, a counterfeit. And we don't want to go that way. The only way we can not go that way is to be full of the Spirit of God. I'll go on. Verse 3, then all at once a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. It separated into tongues of fire that engulfed each one of them. Notice, it came as a pillar and then separated and came upon each head. That's the same pillar fire that was manifested back in the Old Testament. And here it is again coming for us right now. Remember the Israelites and the pillar of fire? It's the same pillar. It's the power of God. It's the Spirit of the living God. And it broke up and came upon each person. They basically had their own encounter and their own pillar going now with them everywhere they went. This is Pentecost for us. It wasn't just for them. He is coming back in such a way. But first, he's got to change some of our mindsets about him. So some of us have come into a place where we think, if I'm sick, like y'all know my leg hurts, if I constantly am going for healing, what I'm end up doing is I am now being reactive to what the enemy is doing, and I'm praising him. You know, Diana said something when she was teaching on Wednesday. She was talking about if you worship God, you bend your knee to the Lord and you're in alignment with him. But if you bend your knee, say, to worry or fretting or whatever it is, then you're not. Well, when she said that, the Lord said to me, you're still in worship. You do know that. And I said, yes, Lord, except I'm not worshiping God. I'm in faith towards what the enemy is telling me. See, pain and all this stuff, it's real in a certain sense that we're experiencing it. But why am I experiencing that instead of the power of God? Why am I experiencing pain or lack or fear or dread or any of these things instead of the power of God? It's because I need the Holy Spirit to come and so transform me, the renewing of my mind by the word. It's not just the written word. How many of you have read the word over and over and over and over and nothing in your life changes? And you just can't get past that hump. You can get yourself excited, but you can't change anything. And within 5 minutes, some of us, we're back at our old thinking. It's because we're missing one ingredient in that. The word is the written word unless it's the live word. And who comes to reveal Jesus to us? The Holy Spirit. So when he comes in, and he comes in like a flood, and he anoints that word within us, we are transformed. Our mind is transformed. Our thinking is transformed. Our emotions, everything around us, even our bodies are transformed by Jesus Christ, the word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Nowadays, with who we are, everything is Jesus Christ, 100% all Jesus, through the power of Holy Spirit. I cannot bring Jesus into my thinking and expect a change. He's God, I'm not. Yet, I, for one, have made myself God in many areas where I think this is how Jesus does it. We sang a beautiful song about the blood of Jesus. Takes away sin, it does all these things. That's absolutely true, but you know that the blood of Jesus also does something else. The blood of Jesus is the doorway into the heavenly realm. And if all we're doing is saying, Jesus is going to heal me because I'm taking the blood. Jesus is going to deliver me because I'm taking the blood. Jesus is going to do this because I'm taking the blood. It's all true, but there is a deeper, deeper realm that he wants us to get to. Pentecost doesn't come because everything in the atmosphere changes. Everything in the atmosphere for the apostles changed. It doesn't stay the same. It does not, the atmosphere, the air, everything changes. There's a complete shift. There's one realm over here and another realm over here. And through the blood, remember, through the cross, we pass over. Through the blood, it's not just for what we can get over here. My healing is over here. My deliverance is over here. But when I use the blood as my legal right to get to the other side, where the heavenly realm is, that's where miracles, signs, wonders, demonstration of his power are resident. That's where I gain what's already inside of me and be able to release it like a flood of water, living water coming from my belly to affect that which is out there. See, we're not supposed to come Sunday after Sunday and come up for prayer for the exact same thing. We're supposed to have so much in us that we take it out and give it out there. We come in here to fellowship with one another, to build each other up in most holy faith, to keep us straight with God. But we go out there to affect the world. We go out there to win the lost, to say, God's got healing for you. God's got a deliverance for you. Let me show you what my God can do, because we have crossed into this other realm in our prayer time, in our prayer realm. We can't get there without intimacy. I'm going to ask, there's a lot more, there's tons more, but I'm just going to bypass all this, and I'm going to ask Allie to come in, to come up. Allie's got something that the Lord gave her, and then we're going to break up into some groups.
Holy Spirit, I just thank you for your presence in this place. You are the Spirit of life. You are the Spirit of breakthrough, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for breaking through. And I just feel like the Holy Spirit is in this room to just break wide open, to just call that which is bound to come to life. And life more abundantly. And so I thank you, Holy Spirit, for being alive in this place. I thank you for being the biggest one in this room. I thank you, Father, for all that you are, for sending Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, that you broke down the wall of separation between us and you, Father, that we were standing right in your presence, Father, where there's fullness of joy, where there's everything that we need, God, where the fire of God is and the healing of God and all the breakthrough that came when you died on the cross, God. I just thank you for all that you are and all that's in this room and all that's available to us right now, God, this morning. I thank you, Father. I pray, Father, that every single person in this room, God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, God, are yours in the name of Jesus. Filled with the Spirit of God, filled to overflowing with the power of God, with the knowledge of who you are. Holy Spirit, I invite you, Spirit of revelation and wisdom, I invite you into this place to speak. And I just call every ear to be open, every eye to be able to see, every tongue to be loosed, every heart to be free. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God, it's what you do, God, when you walk into a place and you're here, and I thank you. And we receive the freedom of God in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that there's nothing you can't do and there's nothing too difficult for you in the name of Jesus. So I just declare breakthrough in this place in the name of Jesus, God, because it's who you are, Father. It's who you are, Holy Spirit. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. Nothing will change that. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if you need a breakthrough, if there is some impossible situation, I just command breakthrough to come in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're already here and you're already working and you're already doing things. And listen, if there's something that was hurting you when you walked in, I just encourage you to test it out and see if it's still hurting you. Because the power of God is in this place. And I just want to share a testimony. The Lord's been speaking to me a lot this past week about intimacy and the secret place and the power of being close to God, just in proximity, just kind of coming at his right hand and just positioning yourself there, and the power that comes with that place, and the anointing for breakthrough and for everything that we need from that position of just being close to the Father. I'm just going to share a super short testimony. I forgot what it's called, but there's the play that was like three acts, whatever that was called. Thank you. Final Approach. And before that happened, I had been in such a dark place. And I had this, it almost felt like I was in a really deep ditch and I could not find my way out internally. Have you ever been in that place where it feels like, I don't even know how to get out of this place? And that's what it felt like internally. I would go to spend time with the Lord, and I could not find him for the life of me. I could not, I mean, he was there with me because he's always with me, but I couldn't hear his voice. I didn't have that feeling of everything is going to be okay because I'm in his presence. And this thing lasted for such a long time. I felt like I can't find you, Lord. Why am I even still coming? I can't even find you. Where are you? I can't hear you. And I need to hear your voice. I need you to speak into these situations in my life. I need you to break through in this area for me. And so actually, there was a dance that Diana wrote into the play. And it was the Mary who broke the alabaster jar over Jesus's feet. And it was written for somebody else. And they said, actually, I think you're supposed to do it. And so in the midst of this place, I had this kind of, and I knew it was the Lord. And so, but again, like, I had the hardest time getting into the presence of the Lord in this season, super hard, and going through really hard things and not being able to find him in the midst of all that stuff. And so I came to practice. I came to just put the music on that Diana gave me and start dancing and try to get like, okay, what dance do I want to do for this play? And the funny thing is, when I would come to practice, I would just burst into tears, and tears would just flow from my face listening to the music. And I wasn't actually trying to get into the presence of the Lord in that moment. I was trying to practice a dance for a play. And I could not stop crying. And every time I turned the music on, whether it was in the car, on my way to work, here, whatever, I would just start crying. Tears would just stream down my face. And I realized that what I was doing, without the pressure of having to feel like I had to get answers and find him, and like this started feeling like this weighty pressure over my life that is supposed to be the most natural, beautiful thing, felt like this heavy burden and pressure to perform in his presence. So when that was released and all I had to do was just practice for a play, I felt myself, if this is the Father, I felt myself just coming close without any pressure. And what happened is there was a healing and a breakthrough, because I feel like sometimes we don't understand what's going on the inside. And so we're looking at the outside like, where are you? What are you doing? I don't understand. Why am I in this place? How do I get out of this place? And sometimes there's things that are deep inside that we just don't know what they are. We don't have language for. We don't have a definition for. And sometimes, I would actually say all the time, no matter what it is, no matter what you find yourself in today, whether it's something beautiful and joyous or something that's hard, the trick, the thing that the Lord created us for is actually to be in close proximity to the one that created us, to the one that loves us. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand, there's pleasures evermore. As a matter of fact, there's breakthrough. that the Lord actually fights for us in the heavenlies. And when we come close to him, we're coming close to all that the kingdom is and all that that means. And I just want to share some scriptures with you. Obviously, the Lord during that time spoke to me a lot about the heart of Mary, and which is exactly what I needed to hear. I needed to hear and be reminded that my life is about being at Jesus' feet and pouring it all out on his feet, and which is such a beautiful thing. And once the pressure was gone of like, great, what do I do, God? Okay, I'm here. I made a place for you. I'm opening the Bible. This is the last thing I feel like doing, but here I am, and I pray that you meet me here, and I don't know what to do. Sometimes when we release that pressure and we say, well, I'm actually just going to come close, and I'm going to position my heart the best I can to be at your feet and break that oil, which sometimes I don't even know how to do that, except I'm just here and I'm coming. And I trust that you, being in close proximity to you, all that stuff no longer has power. All of those feelings, all of that stuff that felt heavy, it no longer has power over my emotions and the way I feel about Jesus. And all of a sudden, faith starts to rise up only because I'm in close proximity to him. Yeah, it says Psalm 16:8. I'm just going to throw a bunch of scriptures, and you don't have to put them up if you don't want to, but you can write them down if you want to look at them later. Psalm 16, verse 8 says, he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, in your presence is fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Yeah. Ephesians 1, starting at verse 20. Yeah. So this is speaking of what the working of his mighty power can do, which he worked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Far above all principality, all dominion. This is the kingdom of God. This is the atmosphere in heaven. This is the atmosphere around Father God. This is being at his right hand in close proximity to him. You're far above principality. Because of who lives on the inside of you, because there is no separation anymore. That was done away with, and now we can come close. And there's power in that. And you know, it doesn't matter what giftings we may have. It doesn't matter if someone dies right in front of us and we lay hands on them and they come back to life and we see people get up out of wheelchairs and all of that. There is an absolute necessity to being close to the heart of the Father in this life that nothing else compares to. There's nothing else that compares to me connecting with the heart of the Lord, not necessarily via another person, but me and the Lord communing together. And there's just nothing that compares to that. Yeah. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to kind of jump around. This is verse 5, Psalm 91. You shall not be afraid, verse 9, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Yeah. And see, I feel like there's a war a lot of times against us coming into the secret place. And there's a reason that that sometimes feels like a battle, because that is the only place of victory. Literally the only place of breakthrough and victory is coming alongside the one who is breakthrough and victory and love and joy and peace. And sometimes in the midst of a battle, it's so easy to go like this And it's so easy for our faith to feel like, where are you? What are you doing? I don't understand. Which is where the word of the Lord comes in. And absolutely, it's 100% necessary to be in the word of God. From somebody who's had that struggle for a long time of like, I feel like, well, this feels dry and all that kind of stuff. But it's not dry when the Lord starts speaking. It is the most life-giving. Actually, we were created to eat that bread. We were created to drink from the rivers of living water on a daily basis. And that is the place where our breakthrough comes. And so I just want to pray before my mom comes back. I just want to pray for us, because there is a river that makes glad the city of our God. There is a tabernacle of the Most High. There is a secret place that's been prepared for you specifically to be able to come in and find Jesus. And so I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for that, for the secret place of the Most High God at the right hand where you are. I just thank you, Father, that your kingdom is available, and I just pray for complete breakthrough for any person that's feeling like this is hard. It's hard to find you right now, God. Yeah, I just declare and just the most amazing encounters with the love of God in the name of Jesus, the most beautiful encounters with you, God, that they will see you eye to eye and face to face, Father. In the name of Jesus, that their feet will be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Jesus' name. And I just say, peace be still to everything that feels like turmoil. Yeah, that has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. So I just thank you, Father, for your power. In Jesus' name.
Stay up here, Ellie. If I could get my mic turned on. Okay, if I could get the leaders that were at that one meeting to come on up here, please. We're going to break off into teams, and Larry and Melanie and, yeah, whoever was at that meeting. We're going to hand these to you in no specific order. Some of you move in healing. Some of you in inner healing. Some of you in whatever. We're just going to give these to you. If you want to just pass them, please. And then you're going to find your station, whichever one you get, you're going to find your station. As you can see, we have put signs up around the church because this is Pentecost, so we do things a little, like, different today. Okay. Got enough? You got enough, Norco? Just pass them out. They don't get to pick. Okay, there's enough? Praise God. Okay, so if you guys want to go off into your stations, find your stations. Over here, starting at Rosie's Cafe, is ministry, and then healing, relationships is in Tom. Influence and favor is over here. Finances is to the right. Restoration, grief and loss, and business are to the right. Yes. Okay, now, Allie just did a great job in giving you her testimony and where she was and all that we could all relate to. With the blood of Jesus, and we will be taking the blood in a little while, a little differently than we normally do, but when we pass through the blood, we come in that place. We emotionally, physically, in our mind, in our spirit, everything, we pass through the blood. Remember, the blood is not only a fix-it or something that wipes away our sins, but it is also a doorway into the heavenlies, into the throne of heaven. We walk in by the power of Holy Spirit, by the name of the authority and the name of Jesus Christ. We walk past and into the blood, wearing that. We look and say, Holy Spirit, take me boldly into the throne before the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So from this place, we make our prayers. From this place, How can anyone say, I have no faith in the heavenly realm? There's no way I can down here, if I have not passed through the blood, if I have not said, Holy Spirit, I need your power. Holy Spirit, take me up into the throne room. And we come before the Lord and we're standing face to face with God. And he's in the Holy of Holies, our meeting place, Jesus Christ. Where is our meeting place if we're the temple of the Holy Spirit? It's in here. It's in our spirit, man. And he meets us. And he comes and he says, okay, now, what happens? We end up where, if you're like me, some people do this opposite. The way I do it is I got to get rid of my stuff first so I can then give thanks and praise. It's hard for me to just come in and worship if I'm still wearing some of the stuff. So I get rid of my stuff, and then I come into a praise, and I make him bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger because I see him so big in this place. And there is no sickness here. There is no disease. There is no sadness. There is no lack. There's nothing except God. There's nothing except the Holy One. So I want you guys to pick a spot of the thing that is most on your mind. I know some of you will say, well, this one and this one. Well, it doesn't matter. Just pick one and go to that place. If you are saying, Lord God, I know I have a ministry. Lord God, help me in my ministry. Then you want to come over here. If you're in healing, you need healing, you need a healing touch, you go over there to Noriko. If you need help with relationships, you've been rejected a lot, or your marriage is suffering, or you want to be married, or you don't want to be married, whatever it is, that's a relational issue, go back there. Some people don't want to be married after they're married. Influence and favor. Do you need, are you in a court thing over there with the Bingmans? Are you in somewhere where you need the favor of God desperately? That you have been without the favor, or you seem like you've been without the favor of God, and you need that reawakened in your life, go over there. You can do that now, okay? I mean, as soon as you, okay, finances. Over here. Oh, right over there, finances. Over there, if you need a touch for finances, if you need a breakthrough in your finances and you have not, and you're at the end of your rope and you need that breakthrough, go on over there. Restoration. You have a lot of things going on, but you need restoration of things that were lost or stolen or held back. And then grief and loss. Have you gone through a trauma that you need a deliverance from that grief and the lost? And business. If you need favor in your business, come on over here. So everybody come out of your seats and go to whatever it is. You have to go to one of them. Nobody in your seats. Everybody get up and go somewhere. And then what we're going to do is the leader of your group is going to hand you some declarations or scriptures or something. I want you with the loudest voice you can to speak out those declarations over yourself. Praise you, Father. And to those online, I want to pray with you. Whatever you're facing today, we're not going to bow the knee to Lucifer and praise him and make him big. We're going to bow the knee to the Lord God Almighty, for he is big. He is the mighty one. He is the glorious prince. He is mighty in all ways. He is glorious. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. By the blood of the Lamb, by the testimony of Jesus Christ, by the power of Holy Spirit, by the unction of the Holy One himself, in the presence of God Almighty, in the presence of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Godhead, where is nothing eludes him. Father, we step into that place right now. Praise be to your name, Lord. Praise be to your name. Praise be to your name, Almighty King. Praise be to your name, Almighty God. Say your declarations out loud. Have them come from your innermost bellies. Noriko, we don't hear anybody over there. We got to hear you. It's got to be loud. It's got to come from your spirit, man. It's got to come from your spirit, man. Everybody saying them together. Not just one or two. Everybody, open your mouths. Let the Spirit of God fill your mouth with power and might. Let the Spirit of God come with an anointing and an authority that can only come from you for you, because you're one with Him. You have entered into the oneness with the living God. Come forth. Come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I just thank you, Father, for being alive, God. I thank you, Father, that you are life, that everything you breathe out is life, God. And I just declare life to everyone watching online right now in the name of Jesus. Every area that feels like it's dead or feels like it just needs the breath of God to come, I just declare life over you in the name of Jesus. I declare victory over you in Jesus' name. I declare promises fulfilled over you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that everybody watching online, everybody here in this room, God, that they're one that can find you, Father. They're one, God, that's close to your heart, that everything they do, Father, every time they kneel down to pray, every time they open the Word of God, that life pours forth in Jesus' name, that the Holy Spirit just comes every time and just reveals Jesus, even in the night seasons. I just declare that the Holy Spirit is taking over and speaking and bringing revelation and bringing peace and bringing His kingdom right there to where you are right now, right there in your bedroom. Just the kingdom of God, the righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Okay, if you guys can come now back to your seats. You may not have finished your declarations. You can have that paper, take it home, get into His presence by the blood of the Lamb, the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on back to your seats. Let's sit in a group. But whatever group you're in, sit with that group. Back to your seats. Praise God. And communion, people, we should have communion up here. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father God. Mike, we need the communion. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father God. While they're getting communion ready for us, I want to tell you something, a little story. And I'm going to be quick because I don't want to take Melanie's time. There's a tribe in Burma, and they have a fantastic way of cutting covenant. They have three different levels of covenant. The first level is when somebody from the tribe eats a meal with somebody from a different tribe. They have peace between those two tribes as long as they are together only. So obviously it's the least of the covenants. Then the next level up is that they plant a tree together. And as long as that tree is alive, then they have a covenant of peace and your enemy's my enemy type thing. But the final one, the third one, the most pronounced one, is the blood covenant. If two chiefs come and they cut their thigh and they put it next to each other and they take the blood from one and put it up on the lips and the other put it on their lips, they have now not only themselves but the entire tribes, both of them, forever until every tribe member is gone, they have a covenant that I will fight for you, I will be with you, I will surround you, I am with you. Not only for them but everybody in their tribe. If two people who are not chiefs of a tribe and they come and they do the exact same thing, then those two families have a forever until we die covenant of agreement. Nobody messes with her. It has nothing to do with I like you or you're sweet or anything, because of the covenant. Jesus Christ cut a covenant with us. We are citizens of heaven, and we have an assignment to fulfill on the earth. We have been used to taking communion and examining our hearts and saying, Father God, if I have aught against anybody, that's good. Do it. But there's something else. Jesus left us a remembrance. When he said, do this in remembrance of me, he wasn't just saying, remember me on earth. Remember the covenant. We have a blood covenant. We have in every, I am releasing the reality of heaven as I take communion into my life from Jesus Christ. It is a powerful exchange. It is a powerful saying, oh no, this is our blood. Remember the blood that Jesus spilled for me. Remember his broken body. I have consumed it. It's part of me. Therefore, Jesus is part of me. He's not just next to me. He's not just in front of me. He's not just above me or beneath me or behind me. He is, because he's everywhere, but he's inside of me, ruling and reigning. The blood covenant goes way deeper, and we enter into it by that blood, by the name of Jesus. This is how we are worthy to come into Pentecost, to experience Holy Spirit power upon us. No other way but the blood of Jesus. So we're going to play that one song that we played earlier. I want you to take communion. I want you to look at the words of that song. And I want you to come into a place with God where it's not just, I remember what you did. And let's see, I have ought against this one, this one, this. And I just release them, Lord, I release them. And as soon as we're out the door, we pick it up again. It's not about that right now. It's about, I have oneness with you, Lord. I am one with you. We have a covenant together. I am not alone. I'll never be alone. I have a covenant with my Jesus. He came to marry me. He came to make me white as snow. He came that I would have life abundantly. I do this in remembrance of that, Lord. I do this in unity and in confession. Declaration saying, we have a covenant. You'll never leave me. As flaky as I am, you'll never forsake me. As messed up as I am, as wishy-washy, as in and out, whatever, you'll hold up your end. Nothing is stronger than you. And I thank you, God. I thank you that you're not like me, but you're making me like you. Thank you, Lord. Come on up and take your communion. Just take a piece of the bread. We're just going to cut it ourselves. Because that's how when Jesus was in the upper room, he tore it in half, symbolizing his broken body.